Hare Krishna. Question: when Ram went to the forest in exile, why didn't Dashrath go with him? If Dashrath was so much afflicted by separation from Ram and eventually passed away because of that affliction of separation, why didn't he just go with Ram to the forest? Answer: actually, that's what he wanted to do. When it became clear because of Kaikeyi's harsh demand that Ram would be going to the forest, so Dashrath said that, you know, let not only Ram, I will go with the forest and we will take all the royal treasury and we will take the soldiers and the attendants there, and we will convert the forest into Ayodhya and let Ayodhya become a forest, and let Kaikeyi and her son rule here. He was furious with Kaikeyi, so Kaikeyi became furious in return, and he said, when you promise me the kingdom, that kingdom, the kingdom means the kingdom with all its prosperity. Will you so cunningly now go back against your word? He chided him harshly. And at that time, Ram said, oh father, there is no need for the opulence of Ayodhya. If your blessings are there, then I go to the forest, I'll be happy there, and I'll soon come back. And then when Dashrath Maharaj said that you stay for at least one day so that I can offer you all the royal comforts. So Dashrath, now Ram did not want to prolong the agony of separation, and he said, once the sentence has been made that I have to go to the forest, why delay it? I'll go today itself. And then he called Sumantra and they got on the chariot and he started going. Dashrath kept following. Dashrath ran up behind the chariot and he said, stop. So Sumantra, as he was watching, he turned towards Ram. Now his king was telling him to stop. How could he not stop? Ram said, no, please keep moving. Now he was torn between the king, the king's words and the future king's words. The future king was of course now going to exile. So Ram, he asked, what should I do now in such a situation? So Ram said that, you tell the king afterwards, there was so much noise because of all the citizens. That there was indeed noise, he said, that you did not hear what he said. So please keep moving. And Sumantra not only kept moving, as per Ram's bidding, he accelerated. And Dashrath was running behind the chariot and running, and he slipped and fell on the ground. And as he fell on the ground, for the king to fall on the ground and roll in the dust, it was shocking. All the courtiers and citizens watched aghast, and his queens and other attendants ran to him to pick him up. And Dashrath was utterly devastated as he watched in agony the chariot departing and becoming a speck in the horizon and then eventually disappearing out of view entirely. So he was so afflicted that he was beside himself in grief, crying out, Ram, 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 Ram. And his courtiers and attendants took him to his bed and got him to rest over there. And the next morning when they went to that, there were some consolatory discussions happened, but the next morning when the attendants went to wake him up, the king did not wake up. He had departed in the night. So there was no chance for Dashrath Maharaj to actually follow Ram. He would have done so if it had been his own desire, if it had been possible for him. And of course Ram would have somehow or other requested his father to stay on. But that whole trajectory of events did not take place because Dashrath Maharaj passed away immediately after Ram departed in intense separation from him. Thank you. Hare Krishna.